From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. The Grand Marais Library will be moving for the summer as construction begins in June on building expansion and renovation. According to librarian Linda Chappelle, it's a busy time.
Well, you may have noticed the construction trailer came last week. Orb Management is in charge of our project. And there's a big sign there saying that visit us at the high school. We are not there yet. We're going to be in the district office and the Jay Manowski conference room. The school is going to be moving their operations to other spaces, so they've offered us that space, and that's where we're going to be.
The library will be closed and packing up the week of June 12 through the 18th. They'll reopen in about half the space the following week. As many of the programs and services as possible, however, will continue.
We're trying real hard to coordinate our with the phone companies and get our internet hookups as well as our Wi-Fi service moved up to the school. Logistically, it's a little tricky, but we're hoping to offer all of the services we have now just on a reduced basis.
She also said the videos will be moved and summer reading programs and the annual Friends of the Library book sale will go off as scheduled. Bid opening for work on the project is scheduled for Tuesday, May 24th at 2 p.m.
We've got bids on 8 different packages. The Orb was able to divide our bids so that local people can vote, like on electrical or masonry, carpentry. So we've got high hopes that there'll be some local employment there.
Large elm trees that are a feature of the library lawn will unfortunately have to go. The library board is urging local woodworkers and artists to contact the contractor after bids are let to have access to the downed trees.
The library board is planning to replace the trees with some large legacy specimens and put in landscaping to enhance the green space. We kept as much of the green space as we could, but unfortunately the construction will pretty much damage the trees, which are already diseased, but they want to remove them before the building project, so they're not a danger afterwards.
Construction is set to begin the first week in June, and the library expects to reopen in its expanded quarters by November. The 2011 legislative session ended Monday night without a balanced budget, likely forcing a special session. District 6A Representative David Dill said Governor Dayton offered the GOP a compromise last week that balanced the $5 billion budget with an equal number of cuts and revenue increases. The revenue in the proposal increases taxes only on the wealthiest 2% of Minnesotans.
The majority party hasn't made any move at all away from the all-cuts budget. And it's obvious that we're going to have a special session at some point. And when that is, I'm not sure. It depends on when the pressure builds and who can come to the table and things like that. And I'm sorry for that. I wish it were different. But if we're going to defend we believe in the principles of having our community sound and our water and sewer working and our hospitals running and our schools to educate our kids and our higher educational institutions to work, this is what it takes.
Governor Dayton is likely to veto the all-cuts budget passed by the House and Senate. Dill said the GOP budget would increase property taxes by $1.3 billion, eliminate health care coverage for over 100,000 Minnesotans, and cut K-12 education by $50 million. With the session over, the governor will likely attempt to meet with legislative leadership to negotiate a deal before June 30th to avoid a government shutdown. The purpose of their May 24th work session was for the county commissioners to agree to support or not support proceeding with planning for a new community center. At least that's how Commissioner Sue Hakes framed the issue. Hakes chairs the Community Center Steering Committee, and she wanted the board to give the committee direction on where to go next as they approach the next level of design.
The steering committee specifically, as well as the technical team, need direction on where we're going from here. And when the steering committee was formed last summer in 2010, their marching orders, if you will, were to design a building between $8 and $12 million that included both indoor and outdoor recreation, and they have done that. And so now what the steering committee would like to know is that design okay? Or if not, what what do you want us to, what changes or what are our new marching orders, if you will?
Commissioners Bruce Martinson and Janice Hall had numerous questions about the size and scope of the project, as well as ongoing maintenance and operating costs. Chair Jim Johnson agreed, but he said he was in full support of the project and the ability of the steering committee to keep costs in check. Hall thought the project was not what the public thought it would be when they passed the 1% sales tax referendum.
I see a whole different change in people since we've come up with, rolled out exactly where we're going with the costs and the maintenance and how we have to reconstruct things and everything. I don't think they're saying no. They're just saying we can't absorb the cost.
Tim Mayer of Mayer Group Architects pointed out that a better built and energy efficient project may cost more upfront, but the payback and operating and maintenance costs would be far less. Chairman Johnson.
If the extra money we put in gives us a long-term value in maintenance later on, I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Commissioners appeared to be wary of the project. However, they agreed with Auditor-Treasurer Brady Powers that because the public voted for the tax, the items listed in the referendum must be addressed with a good-faith effort. They also agreed that the financial participation of the City of Grand Marais is necessary. At one point in the 3.5-hour discussion, commissioners suggested it was up to the steering committee to bring them ideas of where to prioritize functions of the facility. A number of steering committee members strongly disagreed. They argued they had come up with a plan based on needs and use. They said it was up to the board to give them direction on where to cut or change in order to meet cost goals. There was general opposition to moving the recently renovated tennis courts. Tennis club representative Rod Wannabo wasn't complaining because new courts would be of a higher quality than the existing ones. He basically told the board to fish or cut bait. Hakes summed up what she understood the commissioners agreed they wanted to see in the next phase of planning.
We give the message that the county board is in favor of moving forward on a community center. It is contingent on the city participating. It is contingent on the steering committee reviewing the location to determine the least disruptive location to existing amenities, that they hear the message that a pool is important, that they hear the message that the target cost for operating and maintenance cannot exceed what we're expending now, that gap has to be zero, and that they do their best to build the building. Right now it's at $11 million, just under it, for $10 million plus FF&E.
The commissioners decided to proceed by consensus. Commissioner Fritz Sabania was out of the room attending a bid letting for the library project. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.